I'd like to welcome you back to Old Daf Staff and Practice Series. There's so many issues in Israel where tensions tend to run high, especially when dealing with issues of religion and state. There's been contentious discussions recently about the permissibility of giving vaccinations, administering vaccinations for COVID on Shabbos. Now, it happens to be a fascinating conversation when it comes to discussing the Pikuach Nefesh. I mentioned the question, which obviously, if we would consider Pikuach Nefesh, then it was certainly permissible to be Mechal Shabbos in order to do so. But I just want to give a brief overview of the numerous issues that could come up when performing really any injection, or specifically giving a vaccine on Shabbos. So first of all, you have to get over the first hurdle is performing the vaccine, giving an injection, that it's for medicinal purposes. That's refuah, and we discussed a bunch of times actually in Masechet Shabbos, that it's prohibited on Shabbos to perform any medicinal activities because of a gzera. There's a concern you're going to come to grind the gzera shem yishchak b'samimanim. So, but there are many circumstances that it would be permissible, that they didn't say it's a problem. You're allowed to take medicine if you're nafal mishkov, if you're unable to function normally, you're stuck in bed. It would be permissible to take medicine. So whatever the circumstances would allow you to take medicine on Shabbos, that's when you would be able to get this injection on Shabbos. So that's step number one. But specifically, the technicalities of giving the vaccine, step number one is putting together the needle. Apparently, connecting the needle to the vial could be potentially a problem of bone on Shabbos. You're assembling a vessel, a kli on Shabbos, which could potentially be a problem of bone on Shabbos. One issue that has to be considered. Number two is sterilizing the skin. Apparently, they put alcohol or something in a swab, in a cloth, in a piece of cotton, and they rub that on the skin. So that could be a problem of schita. You're squeezing out the alcohol from the cloth. That could be a problem of schita. Now, there's a way to get around that by pouring the alcohol on the body and then wiping it off. But again, something you'd have to be aware of. Now, specifically when it comes to our daf, the Gemara references the idea of mikalkel b'chabura. There's a prohibition of Shabbos on making a wound. There's a machlokes, whether that applies, midoraisa, at least even if it's going to be destructive. Perhaps the only time it would be prohibited on Shabbos if it's productive, if it's for a good purpose, which the Gemara references, removing an animal from being Eber Min HaChai, that would be a productive form of chabura. So when it comes to administering a vaccine, you have to analyze the blood. There's blood that could come out, or maybe for sure will come out. You have to assess whether that would be a problem on Shabbos. So if you're doing an IV, so you're trying to make sure that you stick the needle into the vein, you're interested that the blood comes out. Shlomo Zalman Orbach is quoted, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa writes, that would be a melacha de oraisa on Shabbos. Since you want that blood to come out, you want to see the blood come out, that's a melacha tzricha legufa, you have an intention for the blood to come out, you want that blood to come out, and therefore, in order to do an IV, in order to stick an IV in on Shabbos, that would have to be real pikuach nefesh, that would have to be circumstances that would allow you to violate an iser de oraisa. When you administer a vaccine, that's typically intramuscular, that you go into the muscle, you don't need to see the blood come out. Now, you're certainly not intending that the blood comes out. Now, if it's inevitable, then that would be a psikresha. It would be davar shein miskaven, you don't have the intention, but it's a psikresha, it's certainly going to come out. Maybe a psikresha de lo nichle. Maybe you don't want the blood to come out. Or, if it's not inevitable for it to come out, then it's only davar shein miskaven, which wouldn't really be a problem. So these are all different issues that have to be addressed, and this is fairly relevant. There are different people, different circumstances that need to take hormones injections, even on Shabbos, a woman for fertility purposes, or whatever hormone, whatever reason why you would need an injection, even on Shabbos. These are all different considerations that have to be dealt with in order to allow someone to perform such an injection on Shabbos.